Right.
Stop chamming on melon.
I finished it!
I bet you didn't eat the rind, did you? I bet you didn't eat the rind.
There wasn't any rind, it was chunks!
Oh, disgusting.
You guys don't eat the rind of watermelon?
I do.
No, you fucking don't. You did it, and you said this is a step too far even for me, and then you stopped because you're what? A quitter.
Oh my god.
This is the Pocket Master Manual. I'm Willie Shambler, here with MD.
Scalped.
Shiny.
Hello.
And Specs.
I can't believe you'd fucking say that to me.
We're talking about Goldine.
Can we use Goldine to put out this burn on Specs? Oh my god, that was...
Water gun is not good enough.
Well, Goldine's not good enough, because no one likes Goldine. Goldine, Goldine!
Goldine has a funny shaped body, doesn't it? It's like an egg. It's like a hard-boiled egg with fins and a horn.
Now that you say that, yeah.
And a perpetually open mouth.
It's got lips. Fish don't often have lips.
Yeah, they do.
No way. The fish have lips.
So I feel,
sometimes.
I feel like there's a fish in Little Mermaid that have lips.
So Goldine is named after an actual type of goldfish that's called a tosakin in Japanese.
Tosakin.
A toe-sucking goldfish. So it's just tosakin toe. So they've just added a toe to the end and gone, yeah, that's a new name.
Is that the type of fish that they use in those like foot spa things that give people HIV?
Oh my god.
No, I don't think it's those. <All right. laughs> I like that MD finds people getting HIV so funny.
The way she said it, it's like matter of fact. Like,
it's true.
Oh my god.
MD, HIV is not a joke, but it is treatable these days, and people with HIV do live long and fulfilling lives. So go get tested, kids.
Lads, so Goldine, despite being goldfish, has salmon behaviors. When it's time for them to lay eggs, they can be seen swimming up rivers and falls in large groups. So probably a prey animal to any bear types.
Bear types?
Like ursaring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That one, what's a teddy bear, the new one.
Oh, right, beware.
Bear types.
Bear types, yeah.
Objection, though. When it is time for them to lay eggs, Pokemon lay singular eggs.
What if Goldine, when it lays an egg, the egg doesn't hatch and all the body parts just grow on it?
Yeah.
Can you fucking like imagine? Concept.
Yeah, I like that. I like
just
that.
Shits out like a Goldine like template.
What? And that's why its face is egg shaped. Because
if it done
just...
that, right? If it done that, would Goldine be considered an amphibian?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
But like an axolotl type that never actually fully grows because it stays in the water. That's crazy, man.
Does anybody really give a shit about Goldine?
I was gonna say it's the joke character in Smash Bros. In the Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think that comes from the anime, because that happened in the anime once, like a Goldine got let out.
Yeah, it was like episode 2, they like threw out a Pokemon and it just went, Goldine, Goldine, duh!
Yeah.
That's Goldine's rise to popularity.
Goldine can swim at a speed of 5 knots. That's about 6 miles an hour. I can swim faster than that.
Well, you're big. You have long arms. You know?
Well,
it's just a bit unremarkable.
It's not that small. It's 60 centimeters.
Yeah, that's only a hair faster than...
Maybe the Pokédex is actually being a scientific journal for once. It reports the stats, whether they're actually interesting or not. It doesn't try to like brag about the Pokémon, how awesome it is. It just describes it.